Blog Talk Radio.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Massive depraved treasures of fame.
God, you're talking about celebrating our Savior. What a beautiful blessing. God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for blessing us and taking care of us and keeping us. We love you. We appreciate you. You are amazing. And man, oh man, God, when you show up, woo, it is just so beautiful. So thank you so much for blessing our week, and keeping us all safe. And we love you so much. We appreciate everything that you do. Thank you for the children from D-Noun this week that came, and children from around different parts of the region came to our church. And the whole weekend, starting Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday night and now Sunday morning, we were praising and enjoying just coming together and trying to figure out what it is that God has planned for these children. And it's just beautiful. I mean, you're talking about junior high school and high school kids. And it's just a beautiful blessing for me to be a part of that, watching this investment, the community investing in our children, because they are the future, right? They are the future. So we need to make sure with every bit of us that they are on the right path for success. Right, that they are on the right path to be a blessing to themselves, that they are on the right path to be a blessing to the world. They are a harvest for the world, and we want to make sure that they know their Heavenly Father, the one that created them and got them going. So thank you, God, so much for giving us the opportunity to be the investors. You gave us that gift that we want to give back, and so we are investing for you and through you, children, to get them to be closer to you, to know you, and to not be discouraged, but to be encouraged because of who you are. So thank you, God. Thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. You are an amazing God, and we're so grateful. So, Father, please, as those kids leave today and they go back to their families and stuff, let them remember what happened this weekend. Excuse me. What happened? Let me just drink a little bit here. What happened this weekend? What a beautiful, amazing time. I watched them. I saw them going through what they were going through. I saw them. They know something happened. There's no such thing as a coincidence when it comes to the Lord. What happens is supposed to happen. And they were there because they were supposed to be there. And so, God, please, you know, I just pray that they remember this and they use this as a launching board to get closer to you, to understand what it is that you would have to do. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for putting it in their parents' hearts, putting it in their hearts to show up and make this happen for them. You are such an amazing Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you just bless this show. Let us have a great time praising you. Listen to some great praise and worship music that these musicians have put together for us to enjoy and be blessed with. So, God, thank you. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Is everybody good? Are you having a good time? Has God been, you know, blessing you along the way? Has he, you know, and I just want to also share, like with my friends, and I want you to understand this, okay? It's really important that you don't allow yourself to get discouraged. All right, so what happens is that sometimes we kind of, some of us, we get really excited about things, and then we have the same feeling going the same way where we get really depressed or we get really sad. So we have these two emotions, which are extremes, right? We either get really excited or we get really depressed. And when things don't work out our way, but listen, that is life, okay? And so the most important thing, when things are good, you know, we're supposed to celebrate them. We're supposed to, like me right now with the kids. I'm so happy. But you got to understand, doing this Jesus thing, walking with Christ, being a Christian is not an easy task. And so the devil is busy and he's going to bring things to you. And he's going to come and try to knock us off our blocks. He's going to make it so that we are not so happy. Okay, so I'm just asking you to pay attention. Pay attention, because when you're happy, the devil is coming to knock you off your block. Now, you remember what happened with Will Smith. He was doing so good. He did, you know, so many great movies. He did so many great things, period. You know, and so the thing that stands out the most is the bad thing that he did. Right. And so what happens is, even in his heart, you know, he has to, he's in this place of, man, how did I destroy my whole life? You didn't, Will. You didn't destroy your whole life. You had a bad moment. Everybody has bad moments. Yours just happened to be televised. And so the whole world saw it. And so the impact of it feels even bigger. And it's, but trust me, there's us. I had a little young man over the weekend, and I saw him in the hallway by himself with his head down. I said, hey, what's up? You okay? And he goes, no. I said, what's wrong? He says, I don't know. I just, you know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? He said, well, I just had a really bad night. I said, oh, man. Well, you know, it's going to be okay. I need you to find Jesus in this. And give it to him, because you can't control these things that come, people that may try to hurt you. And I know that you're young, peer pressure is very difficult. And so if this, you know, whatever this is, don't let it pull you down. Don't let it destroy you. Keep your head up and keep moving forward. Apologize if you hurt somebody, but if they hurt you, forgive them and keep moving forward. And so I said, listen, let me get the pastor, youth pastor, and let him come talk to you. He says, okay, thank you. So, you know, I had the youth pastor come and talk to him. But Will, I'm talking to you now. There, that child, the way he was feeling, it was bad. And see, it's so small compared to you, what you were going through as far as you're concerned. But for him, it was giant. So we all go through bad times. What I'm trying to say is to please not let the devil capitalize. Because just think about it, Will, you've done so many amazing things. But what everybody is remembering now and focusing on now is the last thing that you did was not so good. So, but don't you dwell on it. Don't dwell on it, buddy. Just know that God's got you. You're God's child. And everybody that's talking about you, God loves them too. That's the problem, right? You're like, you know, what am I supposed to do? How can I get, you don't get revenge because they're talking about you. You did screw up. Well, then how do I get them on my side? You know what? That's not your gig. That's not for you. If, you know, you can't worry about that. All you can do is say, I'm sorry. Now, everything else is up to the other individual. But what you want to do is lean on God, right? And say, God, please bless me in this. Please, you know, let them know. Please fix this situation. Or God, whatever it is that you want and that you think is best, you know, please just handle it. I can't do it. It's too big for me. And let it go. Now I'm just saying, guys, we are going to have those moments. It's not just Will Smith and the young man I'm talking about. We all have it. I have it. And sometimes we take it out on the people that we love the most because those are the people that are closest to us. And then we feel bad about that. So then it just doubles down and it becomes a really bad situation. So I just pray that, you know, we learn in the process, that we trust in the process. We give it to Christ in the process. The storm is coming. We can't avoid it. It's coming. We're going to have bad times. It's coming because it's a part of the process. It's a part of molding you into being who God needs you to be for the kingdom of God. You know that? They lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. That's it. Fear nothing. No evil, no deception, no silliness. And who is calling? And so what you need to do is focus very, very much on what God is doing. He's got you and he's with you. So fear no evil, for God is with you. He is with you. He is with us. He's with me. He's with you. And all, anybody and everybody is capable of having this amazing relationship with Christ if you want to. It's really up to you. So trust him and give it to him. He really loves you. All right? Praise God. Thank the Master. And thank God for all the amazing stuff that he's doing for us. So let's get going here on Soul Light Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. I love you, and I thank God for you. Come on, guys. Let's enjoy this music. God is gonna is blessing us with through these musicians, and these writers, and these artists. Let's go.
Jesus,
beautiful. So good. Guys, I just want to make sure you let those kids know. And if you guys are listening from D-Noun, thank you so much for blessing us this weekend. We love you and appreciate you. And we're so grateful that we had that time together. What a beautiful blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful gift. I tell you, giving is receiving. And, you know, sometimes you just got to show up. And sometimes we get so caught up in us that we can't do God's work. You know, and so, I mean, for example, I remember one time somebody was like, hey, in the text group, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it to Bible study tonight. And so then somebody else texts, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it to Bible study tonight either. So I was like, okay. So we all still, all the other ones still showed up. And then the leader of the group, his name was Juan, and he was like, you know, hey, sometimes people don't get it. And I said, what? They don't get it that it's not about them. Sometimes you just got to show up because it's not all about you. Maybe it's something that you may say that will affect the other person and bless them. Maybe your reaction to their situation is a better reaction than someone else's. But if you're not there to let God use you, then how can you bless that person? And so sometimes you need to be used. God wants to use you. And you have to allow that to happen if you want, you know, to have this amazing relationship. Trust me, you will get it back triple fold. But that's not what we do it for. We do it because we want God to use us and bless his children because of it. So please just show up. Just show up. And trust me, it's going to be okay. I know sometimes, like, I'm used to getting paid. Every time I play, I'm used to getting paid. But I haven't gotten paid for playing drums at this new church since I've been there. And you know what? The devil keeps putting in my mind, well, you know, if you went to this church, they'll pay you. And I keep going, I don't care. I owe God so much. I'm in debt to him. So this is like, here we go. Let's just do it, God. Thank you for even making me a drummer. Thank you for giving me the gift. Now I'm giving it back to you. And then all of a sudden, you know, because the devil, I mean, he was trying so hard many times. It'll come and go. It'll come and go. And then all of a sudden, they give me a check today. I go, oh, it's because it's just God's way of saying, I understand. I know who you are. And I know what the devil's trying to do. But it's okay. I got you. Got you. And I'm like, whoa. So just understand, he got you. It's all good. So when you want to call and say, you know what, I don't feel like going over there, or I don't feel, you know, let's do it another time. Don't make it about you. Make it about God. God needs you. We're all in this together. And for my friends, oh, I'm so proud of those kids. They were just up and praising God, and I was so happy for them. And, you know, and that's because, you know, I invested. I got to see the faces when they first came to when they were done and about to leave. I got to see the difference. I got to experience the light of God inside of them and blessing them and giving them hope and giving them joy. That is beautiful. So to all you kids, may God bless you. I love the youth all around the world. And I just want you to know, once you give your life to Christ, it's a new day. It's a new beginning. You are about to experience something from the great I am. You are about to experience our Heavenly Father, the Creator, the one who made you, who died. Who knew you before you were even born? God, it's a new day. Enjoy.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been. the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive.
Every praise,
every praise,
it's to our God. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Conquer the grave. He has saved his truth and the Lamb has died to ransom. Get nobody, get
Absolutely, Jesus, you are my king, and I love you very, very much. And guys, I love you too, and thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. You are amazing, and we just pray that you have a blessed and beautiful week. And you know, God, you are awesome, and he just really brings it every single time. I also want to give a shout out to my buddy Greg, one of the executive producers here on Solar Records Radio. He's on holiday, and he's down under. I mean, it's like the time difference is almost 24 hours. It's ridiculous. So many blessings. Y'all have a safe trip, and get back home safely, and enjoy yourself. God bless you, bro. So, just much love to all of the Solar Records Radio team, and thank you guys. I pray God blesses you guys and keep you good and safe and take care of you and keep encouraging you to bless somebody in your path. You know, we that's something we really need to look forward to, is being a blessing to somebody. Wow. I have a friend that had no idea that God was going to use him to bless me when I was a child. And still to this day, and I would say that's about 55 years ago, maybe even longer, almost 60 years ago, let's say 57 years ago, I was about 8 years old, and we went swimming, and my mom asked me not to get in the deep water. Lord. And I did not listen to my mom, but I told her that I wouldn't get in the deep water. So my disobedience almost cost me to lose my life. My mom tried to warn me in advance, and she trusted me that if I went there, that I would do what she says, and therefore everything works out good. She'll continue to bless me in that way, and let me have a little freedom, but I was with my friends. I think I was maybe 8 or 9, and so I was with my friends, and I remember we went there, and yeah, I was a little older. I was about 8 or 9, maybe 10. But whatever the case is, I was young. And so we get in the pool, and Lord have mercy, I jumped into the deep side with my friends, and I have to tell you that there was no bottom. It didn't exist. I could not find the bottom. I kept trying to stand up, and there was nothing to support me. And so I was going under and under, deep, deep. And I was trying to tell my friends with my eyes, help. The words wouldn't come out of my mouth because I was too afraid. I didn't know, and I didn't know if I was going to swallow the water, I guess. I don't know, but I didn't use words all of a sudden. And I was just looking, and I was fighting, and they were laughing because they thought that I was just trying to be funny. But it was nothing funny about what was happening to me inside of me. I was scared to death. And my. And eventually, as everyone was laughing, Stacy realized, I think he's in trouble. And so Stacy jumped in, grabbed me, and pulled me to the side. And I'm so grateful that Stacy, as a young man himself, he's a year older than me, but he was able to sense something was wrong. Not only was he able to see, the reason why he was able to sense something was wrong, because he was paying attention. He paid attention. He didn't get caught up in all of the extra stuff that was going on around, like all the laughter and everybody's laughing and a bunch of people are planning. He was watching me, and he was looking into my eyes, and he saw the fear in my eyes, and he saved my life. I don't know if I would have drowned or not. All I know that there's no lifeguard, because they were, the reason why I jumped in the water is because that was the last day of swimming, and so they started draining the pool. And as they were draining the pool, my friends told me that it was not as high as it used to be. So I was like, oh, that makes sense. So when they jumped in, I jumped in, and that wasn't a good thing for me. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful to my friend Stacy Edwards in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for blessing me, because he paid attention. He paid attention. And here it is, 55 years later, and I'm still saying thank you, Stacy. Thank you so much. And so it is important that we pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you and see how you can be a blessing to maybe someone that's hurting, someone that's going through something, but they don't know how to tell you. They don't know how to say it. Look into their eyes. You can see what's happening through the windows of their soul, which is their eyes. You can see the pain. You can see the hurt. You can see the confusion. Be a blessing to your fellow man. Be a blessing to your friends. Be a blessing to your family. Whoever it is that God puts in front of you. But the most important thing is that you pay attention, because he's going to use you. And it's up to you if you allow him to use you. I love you guys. And so the song I played before this was a song that I wrote, That's Why You're My King. And Jesus, I thank you so much for being my King. But this next song I want to play you, it's a beautiful song. I would like to hear my church sing this song, all of us together. Check it out. It's a beautiful song. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power to our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is one. Therefore, come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God. Say, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Where the altos? Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Where the soprano singers? Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious. Make it glorious.
Holy,
forever. We are so blessed, Gayla, that God has sent us an amazing Lord here to bless us. Thank you, God, for Jesus. We are so blessed. Thank you for caring so much about us. All right, so Dr. Gayla Massey-Potts has something she wants to read to you guys. So here we go.
Well, hello, everyone out there. You know, today we're going to talk about the children of God and training the children and having obedience to God. And I'm going to read a few as many of the scripture that I can. And I want to start off with John. John, in the very beginning of chapter 1:12. But to all who did accept him and believe in him, he gave the right to become children of God. They did not become his children in the human way, by any human parents or human desire. They were born of God. Then I'm going to go on to talk about how he calls the children to him. If you look at the book of Mark in chapter 10 and verse 14, he talks about children come to me. When Jesus saw this, he said, he was upset and said to them, let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to people who are like these children. I tell you the truth. You must accept the kingdom of God as if you were a little child, or you will never enter it. Then Jesus took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. If we go on and we look at Luke 18, 16 through 17, he talks more about who will enter God's kingdom. But Jesus called for the children, saying, let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to people who are like these children. I tell you the truth. You must accept the kingdom as God. Of God as if you were a child, or you will never enter it. We also know and how important it is that God spoke to the children and to the adults and talked of how important it was to train the children. And he speaks of this in Ephesians 6:4, training of the children. And he said, fathers, do not make your children angry, but raise them with the training and teaching of the Lord. And he furthermore added about the training in Ephesians 3:21. And then he said, fathers, do not nag your children. If you are too hard to please, they might want to stop trying. Now, he also talked a lot about obedience. And it just so happens in Colossians, I'm sorry, that it says in 3:20, children, obey your parents and all, because this pleases the Lord. Now, we need to think of both of those verses, because they are so important when we talk about them. And, you know, the Lord really wanted us to think about children. And he furthermore says in Ephesians, and that is Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents as the Lord wants, because this is the right thing to do. The command says, honor your father and mother. This is the first command that has a promise with it, that everything will be well with you and you will have a long life on earth. And again, as I said before, it went on to say, fathers, do not make your children angry, but raise them with the training and the teaching of the Lord, which is very important as we talk about obedience to God. And the last one of the verses about children that I wanted to read today is found in 1 Timothy, and that is 1 Timothy 3:4. He must be a good family leader, having children who cooperate with full respect. If someone does not know how to lead the family, how can that person take care of God's church? So our Lord says that we must train our children, have them obedient, have them know God, and do it not in anger. And then he goes on to say that not only have we talked about the obedience, but we must know that obedience in terms of the family structure will lead to obedience of all. You obey our Father God, and we will know how to lead our family. We will know how to lead God's church.
Amen. And, you know, I told you guys the story earlier about how I didn't obey my mom and I almost lost my life. So God knows what he's talking about. We need to obey and honor. And I didn't honor my mom because she said to me, you promise you're going to listen to me and do what I tell you. And I said, yes, mom. But I didn't do yes, mom. I did bad Wardell and almost lost my life. So anyway, guys, take care. Love you much. Have a blessed and beautiful week. Trust God in all things. He loves you and appreciates you. Thank you, Dr. Massey. Love you, sweetheart. Everyone, y'all have a beautiful rest of your day. And then, like I said, enjoy your week. And we'll catch you later here on Solar Records Radio. Good night.
Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Keeps reminding me, I see you in every little thing. Oh.